Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. Scott, we're starting with you. What is a secret you want to tell our audience?
So we've gone through so many good ideas and tips and strategies today. I think the one thing that's really worked for me is a spin on the classic go find a mentor or surround yourself with people. So it's a spin on that, because everyone here can agree you want to find mentors, you want to have smart people. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Your network is the sum of the 5 people or whatever you surround yourself with. On the flip side of that, I think more people need to be a mentor and more people need to teach, because it reinforces what you know and it also highlights gaps in your knowledge. I've learned more from teaching and understanding my own limits of what I know and what I don't know when I mentor an entrepreneur and we go through what I thought I knew, and there's always some gaps there that I can now brush up on. So I think that teaching is more enlightening than being taught to.
Simona Constantini, what is your secret?
So I'm going to caveat this by just saying I am a people pleaser, that I'm trying to not be as deeply of a people pleaser. The biggest thing that I've done as an entrepreneur, as a person, is really take stock and start to rewrite the stories that people say about me to indicate who and how I am. I live my life very much outside of the box in a very different way than most people do. And a lot of people don't understand, but that is how you live a happy life, is by doing things that light you up every single day. So rewire those stories.
Stacey Sherman, what is your secret?
My secret is figure out your passion and go do it. Start putting it out in the world, whether it's a blog, whether it's a podcast. Get your voice out there. And sometimes people say, but I don't know my passion. And my answer is, what do people come to you for? What are people asking you for advice? And then go deep into that. And if it fits and it resonates, then start doing it and sharing it more.
Excellent. Kenya Gibson, what is your secret?
Consistency. Very simple, right? Just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, especially in potting, right? Like, I feel like sometimes like you don't see enough of that. It's very sporadic. But anything when it comes to content creation or anything entrepreneurial, you need to just be consistent.
That's a marketing trope, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard Gearhart.
I'm just going to piggyback off something that Scott said earlier, which was paying attention to the numbers. So if you're running a business, you got to know how much money is coming in, how much is going out, what you can afford to reinvest in the business, and what you take out for yourself. And you need to keep good records for that, and you need to pay attention to it. A lot of people run businesses and they run it based on their bank account. Yeah, how much money do I have coming in the bank account? How many checks am I writing? But there's more to it than just that. If you're going to grow your business, you need to be able to reinvest. And that reinvestment is either going to be in time or money. So if you're going to make investments in money, are you going to spend more for marketing or more for an assistant? You need to make those decisions consciously. And that's the best way to grow your business.
So mine is, I love to learn new things. That's my secret. Constantly bringing in information from all sorts of different places to learn new things. Putting them together really helps me with my project. So sometimes every once in a while, it's like, ooh, bright new shiny object. But I try to make the new things I learn fit in with what I'm already doing.
That's great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take
the legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.